Dave Adav is Minchet. We're holding at the two dots at basically one third of the way down in the Adav. And fine. Omri b'yed b'reid Rav Shmuel bar Shilat, b'shmei d'ra, tish'a achlu dagan, v'yechad acha yerek mitztarfim. You have nine people that ate a real meal. One guy only ate some vegetables. He would be mitztarf to be mevorach im Hashem. Omri Rabbi Zera, goy min emi Rabbi Yehuda, you know, I asked Rabbi Yehuda at the time, whether that would be true even about eight people. Two people could be mitzaref by eating yerek. And I asked him what it then would be seven people. And he told me it makes no difference. And darn it, Shisha, Rashi's gears apparently is vai, the lovely boy. What a shame I didn't ask him about six. It's a good thing you didn't ask about six. He would have thought you're stupid. There's a husband time of mine, Mishum Dika Ruba. And I said, what's the difference? Once you've already established that it's not simply a question of filling in the last guy we had before, Tisha is Nira Kasoro. Okay, so I'm not going to say Shiva is Nira Kasoro. So if he told you that Shiva is good, so you already know that it's a din in robe. So what are you going to be? Make a fool of yourself and ask him even six. Whereas Lamaisa, that's not so clear. Because the reason Rabbi Zera felt that it was important to ask was because he held that you need a Ruba de Minkarva, you know. And that perhaps, and once you're down to six, you're talking about basically even with, if I put the two together, it's not so clear to you that you had most of the people that were eating pot. And indeed, halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, you need a ruba de minka, just like this. And since the Gemara ends up with this.
Which is six or seven?
Seven. He said, I asked him, you to seven. So the Shulchan Aruch brings indeed seven. This is Machlokas HaPoskim, that's how the Rif paskens, and he follows the Rif on this. Yanai Malko Malketa. Now, we know that Yanai had some rather serious altercations, shall we say, with the Chacham Yisrael. He came out on top simply because he knocked them all off. So there certainly weren't going to be any Talmidei Chachamim hanging around the Yanai's palace that was at the time of the Chashmon Naim. And they got into a little bit of a problem when it came to Birkat HaMazon. There was nobody really that would hang around the palace. There was a Boki in Birkat HaMazon. Now, he was married to the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. Of course, the Godel Shiva Chachomim. So anyway, see, he's sitting there eating with his wife. It's probably a pretty rare kind of thing. They have a chance to eat together, you know. So, Nikadel Rabbanan, since he had already killed off all of the rabbis, that's certainly one solution. Lo havi le'inish le'gruchilo. He didn't have anybody around to be mevarach Birkat HaMazon. Omar le'levita. So he told his wife, ah, what a shame. Man yoyevan gavet mevarachlan. I mean, if only somebody would give us someone here that we could be mevarach to. On Ralaisa, she said to him, look, if you swear to me that you won't drive the guy crazy and have him knocked off too, I'll bring you someone. So, Ishtavali di im maitina lecha gavra de lo mitzaratelek. Ishtavala, so he swears to her that he'll treat the guy correctly. So she brings her brother, Shimon ben Shetach. I swear to Shimon ben Shetach achua. And Otvei den didei ledidai sits him down between the king and the queen. On Marlei, so Yanai says to Shimon ben Shetach, you see, Chazita kama yikra avina lecha, look how much covet we give you. I mean, you know, I'm like, get out of it, covet. Lavatka mukatli, you're not giving me covet. All right, the mukrali, it's the Torah that's giving me covet, and I'm here because of my Torah, obviously. Because after all, I mean, the chetiv, it says in the posik, sal salat romaneka, techabetcha, ki techabkena. So you hug the Torah will bring you honor. But don't give me this business that you're giving me covet. So he turns to his wife and says, see, you see what kind of guys these are? But they did a woman couple more. They're irrepressible. You can't keep them down. The only way is to knock them off. Yahweh like Kasa the Bruchi, so they give him the Kosha Brocha. So he says, oh, so now how am I supposed to say? I mean, I can't say Baruch Shachar Mishlo, obviously nobody invited me to eat. I suppose I should say Baruch Shachar Yanai V'chaverah Mishalom, Mishalom. That's going to be a hell of a Birkat HaMazon. You know what, I think I'll just drink it. He drinks the goat. That was the end of Birkat HaMazon. So Shadi Lahukas, he drank that cup in order to be mitzvah for my son. So he would also now be one of the people who drank. So they give him another coast. Yovelai Kazakhri will drink, and he was before on that other coast. Omer Rabba, Breda Pchiba Rabba, Shimon HaChetach, the Omer the Gamer, the other. What Shimon HaChetach did over there to be Mavarech for them, after having had only a coast of wine, he did on his own das. Nobody would be masking to that psak. Dok Yomer Pchiba Rabba, Omer Yochanan, Lo'olam in a Motsiyat HaRabim Yidecho Vatan, Achi Yochak Yizayat Dagan. It's all very nice to be Mitzvarev is one issue, but as far as to be motzi someone else that you didn't eat, so what are you going to be saying to Birkat HaZimun? To be motzi them with Hazanat HaKol, when you didn't even eat? So if you ate a Gezayat Adan, then you could be motzi them Yilidei Chiyuva. By the way, note that there's a number of different issues here. Earlier, when we were talking about Siruf for Asara, we talked about even Yerek. Now, that's a machloket that it could be. I mean, it's not clear to us how many people were eating at this Suda. Mashmutas was rather intimate Suda. And there's a big machloket about whether one could be mitzaref even to Shlosha. Because after all, when you're being mitzdarit to asara, you have a lot of people that ate. And they're over there, it's less nikar. The fact that one of the people is only there because he had a little bit of yirakot. When it comes to shlosha, we're over there, you're being goring the whole chiyuv of the zimun. There are those who hold that you can't be mitzdarit just with a little bit of something or other. You need at least something that's b'chayiv of rocha achrona and so on, which could be the case over here of the yayin. But in any event, to be mavarak with someone else, there you have a problem. And there's another problem here that lies beneath the surface. Because even if Shimon ben Shetach had a cup of wine, and he was b'chayiv in rocha achat mein shalosh, and even if we do, in which case, Kizayatagan could be referring to bread. That's only a chiyuv de rabbanan. The chiyuv de yoraisas ve'achaltem sevata. The mashmaut over here is that indeed Yanai had eaten a full meal, was perfectly happy, and on that we're saying nonetheless, Shimon ben Shetach, if he would have eaten a kizayat of bread, he could have been motzi. How could he be motzi? He's only chiyuv de rabbanan. So indeed, the Bahak says on this that he wouldn't have been motzi. It's only because we'll have to say that they ate pachot b'kiteisviya. The king and queen. He was being motzi because he's chayav min rabbanan, and they're chayav min rabbanan. And we saw the same thing earlier, legabi katan. He said a katan can be mevorech la'aviv in a case where the father ate only a kizayit, so he's chayav only min rabbanan. So the katan is also a chayav min rabbanan, so he can be motzi achem yidechov et. Rashi doesn't like that approach. Rashi says, look, the mashmaut here is clearly that they had a full seuda, and now they're sitting, and they're waiting for somebody to bench. How can you say it's talking about the eight pachot mikizayit? Therefore, Rashi says, this is a very important sugya, because it has hashlachot for all the entire issue of the chiyuvim of katan in terms of chinuch. Rashi says that be'etzem, anyone who's chayiv b'davar mid rabbanan is called a chayiv b'davar. And he really could be motzi yidechovato of someone who is a chayiv only chayiv even midiraita. Because the fact is that he's already bechalal the chiyuv. Now, okay, so in this particular case, he's only chayiv the rabbanan. And the truth is, once a person can be bechiyuv b'davar, he can motzi rabbi midechovatan anyway miyikaraden. Aye, what about the story before of katan? Well, we did not say that by katan shigiel chinuch. Rashi says it because a katan doesn't have any chiyuvim. It's absurd. The chiyuv of a katan in terms of chinuch is that the father treats the child as if he's mechuyav b'davar. But that's it. Just walk in and take the president's chair. So lo kol kach pashut. If you want to take somebody's chair, you could try your friend David Solomon. But then he'll come in. You'll have to deal with him. That's a new stuff. Since I was mafsik to tell you where to sit, I could be mafsik to tell you welcome and shalom aleichem. This is the CM is only on Thursday.
Well, welcome back, Scooper.
Oh, welcome back,
Scooper. It's still better for me.
All right. So, according to Rashi, a cotton is never called a mechuyav b'davar. Makes a great deal of sense. On what authority would the Rabbanan be mechayev a katan? Since the only authority that the Rabbanan have in the first place is the fact that the Torah was mechayev you to listen to the Rabbanan, if a katan is not mechuyav b'davar, he's not mechuyav to listen to the Rabbanan. So if the Rabbanan want to insist and listen to us, he can laugh at them. Why should I listen to you? Who told me to listen to you? In which case it becomes ridiculous to say that they are mechayev the katan. It's an infinite regress. Who's going to be mechayev the katan to listen to the people who told the family about? So therefore, time is Rashi. Anyway, a katan is never called mechuyav b'davar. So you can't ask, thank you very much, why he wouldn't be able to be noticed once he's chayav and rabbanan. Because it's not a true chiyav. Okay, as far as what, chinuch is not a chiyav on a katan, it's a chiyav on a father, says Rashi. It just becomes now, the Tosva says, a whole discussion about it becomes a serious Gemara in terms of understanding the nature of the Yuvay, you know, how it's in many places the Gemara is mashma, not like Rashi, and yet logically speaking, there doesn't seem to be a mechanism to actually be machayev a katan. That's a question Rashi will have to say the Rabbanan, included in the pretense of the katan's chiyuv, that he's motzi. But he certainly can't be motzi, someone who's mechuyav d'oraisa. Tosfos, if you'll recall earlier on, and here once again reiterates, his pirush, which is that there's such a thing as a double d'rabbanan. In other words, on something in which someone would be chayev mid rabbanan. So he has a derabanan where he's mechuyev on achila v'kizayim, but the katan himself, the hochiyev is on the derabanan. So the chayev, to say that the katan who ate a shir of derabanan would be motzi someone who ate is not that doesn't make any sense because it's a double derabanan. Now that's just a chiddush earlier. Okay, but again, it's not really our circuit. What we're interested in is defining what is the nature of tziruf to the brocha of zimun, either for 3 or for 10, and what is the difference between tziruf and the ability certainly to be motzi someone else yidei chovato. So what we've come out here so far is that when we're talking about the tziruv just to be part of it, even achilas yeret would be sufficient, at least when we were talking about ten. When we're talking about tziruv for three, we don't have a clear raya, because over here he was mitzarev dafka with the kosher yai, somebody a chosher b'tziruv, but in order to be motzi achir yidei chovato, he at least needs the vitne kezayit to be mechuyev, at least in the Rabbanan. According to the Bahag, that's only if the other people were also mechuyev the Rabbanan. According to Rashi, even if the others were mechuyev d'oraita. Masif Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Is that where I'm up to? I think it's where I'm at. Yes, it's where I'm up to. Masif, the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. All of the Esi b'mayim, afilu lo tavali mayim ala betzir, v'lo achali mayim ala grogeret achat, mitztarek. Note, it says over here, even if someone only participated in a dip, or ate a grogeret, one fruit, he would be mitztarek. That's only to be mitztarek. Avalo hotzi et acharabim yedecho vatan. Ach yochal gizayit dagan. Indeed, you need to have gizayit dagan. Itmar nam yomer of chanavar yudim ishvede roba. Afil lo tavali mayim ala betzir, lo achali mayim ala grogeret achat mitztarek. Whereas lo hotzi et acharabim yedecho vatan, yem hotzi, ach yochal gizayit dagan. In which case you can't really have done what Shemim and Shatar did. Omra Kana Bar Yud Mishpeh Rava Yilchata Hakal Allah Yeret Shatar Koshal Yayin Mitzdarev But Lo Tzi Eno Lo Tzi Yat Shokal Kizayet Dagan. Okay. Again, here the Gemara is not clarifying Tzivuf Lagabe what. There's some more Machmer for Tzivuf Mishlota. And then again, there's also a question when we say Shatar. I mean, Shatar Yayin is a lot more than Yeret. La'alokal O'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin said you could be mitzdarev even with mashke, as long as it's not mayim. Mayim can't be mitzdarev. Sometimes you put coke is more than mayim. The flavored mayim with sugar is not worse than an alasha yeret, and you could be mitzdarev even the shosha yeret. And indeed, we are mitzdarev people even without achi wasar.
You should have cold.
Would be also
water.
Just water.
Some,
it's interesting. Some say you don't even need a shear, even though over here there's no riot in that. I think that the minhag is pretty clear that they expect to eat because I have something, or to drink at least small lugma or something. But I mean, the mashmot tefila is that you don't even need a shear. Some, in fact, in Madayat, you don't need a shear. Omer of Nach, Moshe kikein li Yisrael brought birkat hazan, b'sha'a sh'yarad lahem man. As soon as the man came down, so there was a special bracha that Moshe was mitakein. Some learned that the meaning of this is that all of the brachas we understood, there was their milachatfil, if we darshan it from the pasuk, as we saw earlier, we can review that brasha today, the various brachot, and that the reference here is to the girsa, the nusach of the bracha. Now one has to say something, v'verachta, is a given. So Moshe was mitakein birkat hazan mine kitzurata, as we have it, when the man came down, as part of the thankfulness for the man. Yoshua tiken lehem birkata aretz b'sha'a sh'niflasu la'aretz. Again, the nusach ha'bracha comes from Yoshua's time. David and Shlomo together, at separate stages, were mitaken the bracha b'nei Yerushalayim. David didn't have a Beit HaMikdash yet. And he was mitaken a Yisrael amecha va Yerushalayim yirecha. And after Shlomo built the Beit HaMikdash, he added ma'al ha'bayit ha'gadol v'ha'kadosh. Hatova ha'metiv, the fourth bracha, was actually a takona in Yavne, and it was mitukan keneged harugei bitar. Yom Rav Matna oto hayom shnitnu harugei bitar lekvura tiknu biyavne hatov v'hamitiv hatov shlo yisrichu v'hamitiv shnitnu lekvura. The day that the Romans finally allowed people in to bury those people who had died in Beitar, and they found that the bodies hadn't decomposed, they were mitaken in Yavne brocha v'hatov v'hamitiv, the general brocha v'hatov v'hamitiv, which is said all the time when everyone has to say it. They were koveyed as the fourth bracha in general in Birkat HaMazon. And the reason is that Hatov HaMetiv was because there was Hatov to those who had died, that their bodies didn't decompose. VaHaMetiv to the rest of us, that we were allowed to bury them and therefore not to become of the Churban in a sense, and to begin now in the process of rebuilding. Of course, it's fundamental to the whole idea of Yavne. That's what Yavne means. It literally means to rebuild, and the whole point of Yavne in terms of the Yochanan is the rebuilding. Yeah.
We say that the three are the Raisos. That would mean that even before Yeshua and they were in the Midbar, they were brought on the Oretz, even though they didn't get it?
Yeah. But again, that's the Mashmut among some of the Rishon, but this is only the Dinim Bar.
And the third one, in terms of Yerushalayim, would they have talked about Yerushalayim, Mamash Yerushalayim, if they didn't?
Yeah, because there was always a Kilobatim Ma'adatim Ma'adukah Vela Nachala, as includes the ultimate.
Would it have included the term Yerushalayim, or would it have been Mokom Asher?
Probably a Mokom Asher Yichar Asher, I would imagine, because that's Ashtar. Even though the Maisa, I mean, Aram Aleya from Avram, it seems it would be a little like telling the end of the story for it. Hamakom, it seems it would be a little like telling the end of the story for it. Tana Rabbana, Seder Birkat Hamazon Kachi. Bracha Rishona is the Birkat Hazan. Shniyah is Birkat Haaretz. Shlishit is Bonei Yerushalayim. Reviit is Hatov HaAmitiim. Ubishabbat, Matchil B'Nechama, Umesayim B'Nechama. On Shabbat, the bracha that we start with Rachem and end with Bonei Yerushalayim, so that is all viewed as Nechama, Rashi explains, because the Rachamim is also Nechama, and therefore we include Shabbat in the middle. And you say Kedushat Hayom, which is Shabbat, or Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is, in the middle of that bracha, but you're not maskir the Kedushat Hayom as the Ikra bracha. The Ikra bracha is still Nechama. Tosis brings that there are those, of course, on Hayom, this is a shita, many shitas, that on Shabbat you change the bracha to Nachem, rather than to Rachem. And instead of the Bonei Yerushalayim, you have the Birch of Menachem Zion, or Bonei Yerushalayim on Shabbat. Tosfos says it's a minik shtut. Of course, there are many that wouldn't have agreed with that. And the reason that is given by those who have the change is because they view Rachem Na as Tachanunim on Shabbat. Whereas the Lashon of Nachem is that it's as if it's a fair complete. Tosfos says that's ridiculous. There's no real difference between Nachem and Rachem. What's the difference? I mean, you're asking for Nachem or you're asking for Rachem. Anyway, it's Tachanunim. And besides which, I mean, we say Roenu, Zenenu, Fariseinu. Why isn't that also asking for Parnasa on Shabbat? And he brings the Yerushalmi indeed in Shabbat, asks the questions, are we allowed to say Fariseinu on Shabbat? And the Gemara answers there, Tofis Bracha Umate. Once a Bracha was Mitukan, and we say in that Bracha all week long, Fariseinu, we don't change it on Shabbat. It's a general Tvilah, which is not coming to get a Tachanunim on Shabbat. If that's the case, once we're saying that, why in the world would we want to change Rachem to Nachem? And we'll explore this further on our Friday review. We can't do our Friday review this week, I don't think. We have Srifat Chametz, but maybe we could do an earlier review. We have our Kosiyim, maybe. Kosiyim review. Mechorot is Thursday. So Thursday, we're going to have a Yom. Talmud's making a Yom for us on Thursday. Huh? Yeah, so now you're in big trouble. You better make us a good Siyum. And bring your bechor. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, now you don't necessarily have to say Ritzeh in the middle of the brach of Rachem. You want to, you can say it there. But, I mean, if you want to say it in Birkat Haaretz, you could say it in Birkat Haaretz. If you want to say it in the brach of Shetiktu Chachamim B'Yav, in the middle of Atov Amitim, you could say it there also. I mean, it's not, because it's not necessarily related specifically to Nechama. But Chachamim Omerim, no. Eino Omra Alev Nechama B'Vat. The Shabbat is part of the nature of Bonei Yerushalayim, and if you don't say it there, you're not going to be Yotze. Isn't that just repeating the Tanna Kamma? I mean, the Tanna Kamma said that. Tanna Kamma said that you say it, Minachama, Messiah, Minachama. So why are we repeating it? So the Chachamim, I'm the Tanna Kamma. No, it's not. Because the Tanna Kamma didn't say against Rebbe Eliezer that you can't even say it if you want to say it else. It's the Nafkamina, it's B'diabad. According to the Tanna Kamma, you're supposed to say it in the middle of Minachama. But if you don't, you don't. But the Chachamim, according to them, if you don't, then you're not going to be Yotze. That's what this thing is. Rebbe Eliezer gave you options. Said, no, there's no options. Come Rabbanan. Minayin lebirkat hamazon min haTorah, shenema biachalta, vata, uveirachta. This first part of the pasuk, the Gemara changes the gears to read, zu birkat hazimun. In other words, now that you have finished the sabbata, you should be mevorech, meaning get together to say mevorech. Et Hashem Elokecha, that's birkat hamazon, the way he changes it. Makes more sense. Although obviously the reason to do it the way we have it is because the Haskarat Hashem, to be Mevorech as Hashem, is Mevorech Elokeinu Zach Al Mishalot. Alright, but I mean, that's not the only Takon of Zimun. Ala Aretz is a reference to Birkat Aretz. Hatova is a reference to Bonei Yerushalayim, which is called Hahar Hatov HaZeva HaLevanon. So there's a reference to Yerushalayim as Tov. And therefore the Baruch of Ala Tova is a reference to Yerushalayim. It's Moshe Rabbeinu himself, when he was Mavakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go over into Eretz Yisrael, he wished to see Yerushalayim. So we mention that Loshen in Birkat HaMazon as well. Ainly Asher Natana, then this, wait, did I skip? Asher Natana. Zo HaTov HaMeitiv. We'll see that there is a machloket here. Maybe if I was able to open up the door, looks very getting all the odds in here. Ainly Yalala HaKarav Lefanav Minayin. This is very nice to tell me there's Birkat HaMazon, meaning Birkat HaMazon after the Suda. How do we know there's a bracha before the Suda? Amit Kavachomer, Kusho Sabah Mevorech, Kusho Raev Lakoshikim. In terms of the halakha of the dinim of bracha, the person is Mevorech after he ate Koshikim when he feels more dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's about to satisfy his need. V'shuri should be mevorach. We said earlier a number of times, this is not a true kal v'chomer in terms of the dinim d'oraisa, obviously. We don't end up with chiyuv l'bracha b'd'oraisa, which it would be if it were an emes a kal v'chomer. The Gemara was docha this kal v'chomer, and it's obvious that it's based on a different assumption about the nature of bracha. Rebbe Omer, Eino Tzarich, we are chalta v'savet, the Gemara takes out this Eino Tzarich, he takes out Rebbe Omer, he puts in, according to the Rishami, Divrei Rebbe Yishmael, and Rebbe Akiva Omer, V'achalta v'savato v'erachta is Birkat HaZan. There's no remes to Birkat HaZimun. Birkat HaZimun, we know where we learned it from at the beginning of the parak. Gadul Hashem Iti. That's where we learn it from. Al Ha'aretz is Birkat Ha'aretz Adin. Hatova is Bonei Yerushalayim. V'chein Omer Haratova Zeva Levanon. And there's no remes to Hatova Amiti. Hatova Amiti was a Takon of Yavna. Why do we need a remes to the Takon of Yavna? From the moment that you have it in your hands now to eat, that's when you should make the bracha. Be mevarech your drink. Ematayka roi lechem. When are you going to call it lechem? After you eat it. It's only lechem before you eat it. Ematayka roi lechem kodem shiachalena. I dare you to have bread after you eat it. Rabbi Natan Omer, Enotzarich, Arei Omer. Look, when they were coming to find out where they could locate the Ro'eth, Shmuel Anovi, they were looking for. So Shaul is wandering around searching for his lost animal, and he meets these girls, and he asks them, so we hear there's a Novi in these parts. Oh, yes, indeed. And they start explaining to him for half an hour how he's going to find the Novi. So they say, Kivoachem ha'ir, kentim tzunato. Of course, that's b'terem ya'alei ha'bamata le'chol. Kivoyuchol ha'am ha'bo'o, kihu yivarech ha'zevach, ha'chrecha yofuach ro'im. Anyway, meanwhile, it's quite clear that he gives a bracha to the zevach before anybody eats. So you see that he has a bracha before. The kokach lama, why so much discussion? Women love to talk. Shmuel says, no, this guy was gorgeous. They love to look. You'll find every time it has a woman talking, it goes on and on and on like this. But we know that Shaul was particularly handsome. So what do you expect? He asks these girls a question. Obviously, they want to hang on as long as possible. Rabbi Yochanan says, the point over here is to bring out that each word was important in the timing. The timing was absolutely critical. Why? Basically, what was happening is at the moment that Shmuel would give over the Tzurat HaMalchut and the Meshicha to Shaul, he was no longer the man in charge. Up until this point, it was Shmuel's Malchut. From this point on, it's no longer Shmuel's Malchut. The period of a Malchut is planned out to the last instant. If these girls hadn't spoken long enough, it would have wiped out the entire harmony of the universe. So therefore, we need to have every last word. What their kavana is another issue. But the Torah doesn't have to teach us their kavana. Girls like to talk in Mela. Girls like to look at boys in Mela. But for us to know this is to recognize the value of each instant. In the other Birkata Mazon, Birkata Torah, I mean, and all this talks about V'achalta V'savata V'erachta. How do we know Birkata Torah? I'm very sure. I mean, it's a kal v'chomer. I mean, if you have to be mevorech on silly things like physical food, I mean, a little bit of energy, you know, you could have done better with a little atomic reactor. Certainly, on something that brings you to real life, obviously you have to be mevorech. It says the same Russian of Nitina, the etnalacha et luchot ha'eden v'atorah v'mitzvot. So Nitina, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, at any time, if it's Torah v'mitzvot, if it's Aretz HaTova, it's Mechayev HaBrocha. Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin Shekishem Shemavarech Al HaTova, Kach Mavarech Al HaRacha. It says, Asher Natan Lecha Hashem Elohecha. Now that Elohecha is a Lashon of Dayan. In other words, Asher Dayancha. However it was that God has judged you. Bechol Din Shidancha. Bein Midat Tova, Bein Midat Puranut. You have the same field. Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Beteira Omer, this seems to be a reversal. Indeed, somebody, the Achronim say that these last two Ma'amorim were reversed. We should have had Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beteira, which talks about back to Torah again. So as he says, the Lashon of Tova, it's a Tova. Tova is Torah, V'chein Omer, G'lech HaKtov, Natati Lachem. HaTova is Binyan Yerushalayim. It's HaTov. It says, is Tova HaTova, so Tova is Torah itself. HaTova is HaTov. HaTova is Yerushalayim. HaTova is Na'alavanon. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kosha lo amar, Eretz, Kamda Tova Rechava, Bibrikat Ha'aretz. Or, he leaves out Malchut Beit David, from Bonei Yerushalayim. Lo yatsa yedecho batov. Part of the etzem chiyuv of the bracha is that he has to mention the Malchut of David, because Yerushalayim includes not just the place, but also those who are metaken that place and their place in the future of that place. You also need to mention in the Birkata Aretz Brit, because the whole Yerushat Aretz is dependent in the Brit with Avram Avinu. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you also need to be maskir Torah, not enough to be maskir Brit, because the Yerushat Aretz is dependent on Torah, as we find in Laman Tichyun, we said. That said, ubatem, the batem, is a result of the Brit HaTorah. We find continuously throughout the Torah, it stresses that these are the mitzvot that are you need to do in Eretz Yisrael, and they're dependent. If you don't do it, you lose your Rishat HaAretz. Therefore, you have to have the Brit HaTorah as well, that's mentioned. Plimo Omer, Tzor Shiyakdim Brit HaTorah. You have to say Brit in terms of Brit Milah, which was the first Brit which Torah was given, which the Aretz was given, is in the context of Parshas Milah. We have the Natati Lecha V'Lezarecha et Eretz Migurecha. So that is dependent on Brit Milah. And then we have a separate Brit Torah, but it makes more sense to be marked in Brit Milah to Torah. Why? Because Zunitna B'Shalosh Britot. Truth is, and that's what we do. Al Britcha Shechatamta B'Bsoreinu V'Al Torah Matanu. That brings us into Al Aretz HaTovah. The reason we would be mocked him in this way is because Torah basically was only given b'shalosh britot. So we have the Brit of Sinai, we have the Brit that was given in the Ol Moed, which is repeated in various ways and introduced in various ways. And then we have the Harizim and Arival, which we talk about, we're going to do it, we talk about in Re'eh, and we talk about in Kitavo, and the actual doing, of course, we come in with Yoshua, but that's a third Brit, but those are only three Britot, whereas when it comes to Brit Milah, in the Parsha of Milah, which in the Rambam lists every single one of them, Zun Yitna B'Shloshesrei Britot, you have 13 separate mentions of Brit, and therefore it makes sense to be marked in the Brit of 13 to the Brit of 3. Rabbi Avomer, Tzarich Shiomar B'Hoda'a, you have to say Hoda. You have to start with Hoda. You say, know that. Anachnu modim lach, mevorchim otach. So that concept of Hoda is part of the nature of the bracha. At the beginning and the end, it defines the bracha. You must say those things b'loshen Hoda. V'apochet lo yivchot mi'achat. V'chol apochet mi'achat reze megunet. You have to be very careful not to cut down on the number of things that you're going to be masker to be modeh for. You're a megunet if you do that. V'chol achotem manchil aratzot, yubrikat aret, or Moshiach Yisrael, v'bonei Yerushalayim, arei zabur. There's a lot of people who think they're very smart. So they have this, their own nusach, you know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manchil aratzot. He gives each nation the place where they're supposed to be. That's not the bracha of on Eretz Yisrael. It may be true, but that's what we're being worried about. Moshiach Yisrael is not the essence of the bracha either when it comes to Bnei Yerushalayim. Specific relationship to the place of Yerushalayim. V'chor sha'ino omer brit, the Torah, as we said before, v'brikat ha'aretz, or leaves out Malchut Beit David v'Bnei Yerushalayim, lo yatsa yedei chovato.